Hey, if you love Roll For It, watch the cast live every week on Twitch as we continue the story. That's twitch.tv/rollforitpod.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Roll For It, Unityville Horror, Part 5. It's the final chapter in our bonus adventure featuring the cast of Season 3. Previously, you three and the adventurer's Mark encountered a terrifying living ship, the Maw of the World, which abducted Unit and seemed to form a telepathic link with him as he became its captain. You fought grotesque monsters that this slightly possessed Unit threw at you, before finding Unit himself and freeing him from his trance by destroying the lantern that empowered the telepathic link. Back to his helpful self, Unit warned you that the Maw would not stop unless you can close the latch on the metallic green skull below deck, behind which lies the source of its power. As the circling ally ship, the Adventurer's Mark, began to open fire on the Maw, Mo, you leapt down the hatch first into the menacing darkness toward the mysterious green skull far below.
Mo got an 18 acrobatics to just jump.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's okay. Awesome.
So Mo, you jump down and you're going to catch the floor beneath you with your hands and backflip off of that to land the rest of the 20 feet. It's going to take a teensy bitsy ditsy damage, which is just 5 bludgeoning.
Not bad. No.
Now you're down here, you see clotheslines draped around with sheets of what looks like skin.
Ew.
They're like party banners, and it says Happy Spirit Fest, one letter on each sheet. And through all those sheets is this green skull. Unit's voice from above says,
"Just close the latch."
When we get some of the rope from the side of the ship, from the sails,
yep,
we tie it around the mast in the center, and we rappel down. Unit, specifically, I need you to hold the rope and pull us up when you're ready. You're super dense, and you can carry our weight.
Affirmative, Captain.
I'm going to do an investigation to see if I can find this latch, right? And I rolled a 2.
You don't see a latch from this distance. You just see a big old skull.
I throw my snake that I got from earlier, my little toy snake, and I throw it at it and I see if anything goes for it.
The jaw in the skull's mouth drops and a big tentacle comes out of it, bats it away, and the entire wall behind the green skull just wriggles into life. A tentacle comes from its eye, one comes from the hole on its forehead, one comes from the other eye.
Oh,
and they go into attack mode. Can I have initiative rolls from the three of you?
Dun, dun, dun.
We have to all look cool. We're all in like cool poses.
Yeah, what are your poses?
Mo's in the middle. Kanar's on the side. I'm on the other side. I got my staff. Kanar's pulling his arrow. Mo looks freaking cool. Maybe she's hissing, probably. Yeah, she's got her rapier out and we're gonna freaking kill this thing.
Are we just not doing the season 3 logo pose?
Yeah, but it's cooler.
You guys are 80 feet from this thing.
I'm gonna dash, jumping over tentacles, so that's 60 feet. And then I do an investigation check on the skull. I might see something from 20 feet away. 24.
Man, a 24, huh?
Mastermind rogue, baby.
You see that the skull operates as a door. It is slightly ajar, and a small metal latch hangs loosely on the side. Tentacles slide in and out through the skull face's orifices. I hate that word.
Say it again.
Orifices that, nice. When empty, you should be able to see into with dark vision, but instead you see a dark barrier between the world of the boat and the world behind the skull door.
So I'm seeing like a portal behind its eyes?
Yeah, through the eyes, through the mouth, there's something beyond. The unit says you are supposed to latch closed.
I kind of want to go into the portal, but I don't know if DM Jake really prepped for that because we're supposed to just close the latch.
You can do anything.
So I'm
do
not
it.
Really sure.
Go in the portal. Oh my god.
Can you do it right now? Because you've already sprinted.
No, I know. I can't do it. I already used all my movement.
I'll throw you in next turn.
Meanwhile, I'll open a new tab and search what is behind skull portals.
Starts Googling. But I still have my action. She takes her rapier and jabs it into the tentacle that's next to her head. I mean, I'm assuming a 27 hit.
Like, 27 hits, for sure.
Maybe it didn't, but...
So you stab into an incoming tentacle from the left. We're going to call that one Lefty Lucy. Burn through the edges with your radiant energy from your rapier. And then that's your turn. You're right in front of this emerald skull with tentacles converging on you from all sides.
Hold on a second.
Wait, yes.
Is
yes.
there a plan here? Are we just going straight to kill? Or
I feel like with my arrows, I should probably keep this thing at bay while maybe yeah. you and Mo work to close the door and the latch.
Yeah, all right.
Do you have any potions that, like, that thing you do with your arms that I love so much to just, like...
Like this? Oh. Like a little bit of muscle action? What do you mean?
Exactly like that. Like, exactly like that.
Talking about this, a spell.
You're so cute.
I'm thinking about you, boo. I wasn't thinking about me.
Oh my gosh, you guys. It is not the time.
Unfortunately.
No, what?
You've slipped a couple of numbers back in the initiative order during the planning conversation, and the tentacle named Nose Goes is attacking Mo.
I like all your tentacle names.
This has turned into a hentai for Lexi real quick.
Not just for me.
Mo, can you make a perception check? Just give you a Ooh. Free one.
I was a nat 20, which means it's a 29.
Mo hey,
is
yo.
Killing it right now. She is in
first nat 20 herself. Of the day, baby.
She is angry, and when Mo's angry, she fights her best.
So Mo, what you realize with that perception check is that the tentacle that you stabbed just now, it takes a moment to regain its composure, and it is going to sit idly while the other tentacles continue into action.
Okay. Hey, guys, if you hit it or stab it or, like, you know, just do anything bad to any of these tentacles, they're going to take a little break. They're going to take a little bit of a timeout, so just stab everything you can, everything you see. Just not each other. Stab.
Should I stab or stay ranged?
I bet an arrow. Like, Mo's, like, literally just, like, tumbling around having this conversation.
As you're talking, you have just dodged Nose Goes, which comes straight at you, and you matrix out of the way. And then I'm calling this one Earl. Like Earl, but it's an ear.
Yeah, it is.
It's coming from the side of the it's coming from the side of the skull. And this one's actually going to wrap around your midsection and begin to slightly lift you off the ground.
I think an arrow would probably do a good job, yeah, but maybe yeah, you yeah. should just shoot one, you know, yeah, to test I'll, it, because I'm kind of by
you
myself
are
here right now.
Screaming.
Isn't it kind of a big room?
No, you're screaming in my ear, Lexi's ear.
Oh.
I'm literally
sorry, I got really into it. I'll move my mic back.
Mo, you're going to take...
Besides emotional damage from Lexi? Because that's what I just took. I'm sorry.
You're going to take 17 damage.
Oh.
Oh.
Ooh.
That is yeah. more than I expected. But what about uncanny yeah. dodge? That's my reaction. So I take half?
You do. Some of that is psychic damage.
Oh.
It's sort of like Lexi's migraine right now. Is the psychic damage that you're taking.
Meow.
And you are grappled. Hey, what's a good name for the eyeball tentacle?
Eyesore.
I like it. So Eyesore is going to also hit you.
Hitting who?
Me?
Mo.
Okay, have either of these two done anything yet?
Not yet. It's not their turn yet.
They still holding hands over there?
So Mo, Eyesore manages to lash into your shoulder and chest. You can't uncanny dodge this one, but you are going to take 17 more damage.
Jesus.
Oh my god. And Lexi, Lord. You've used all your healing.
Not all my spell slots. I can bring you back from death.
Oh, well, that's where we're headed, so that's good. I think I'm just dangling at this point, barely conscious.
Still alive, but I'm barely breathing. Hmm.
Meanwhile, Rhonda Wrighty has approached about 40 feet from the two of you, UA and Kanar.
Mo's always yelling at me for rushing in, and she rushes in, and this is what happens. Would Hunter's Mark encompass all of the tentacles, or just the one?
I think it's going to work on all of them for you.
Hell yeah. And I shoot the one that's holding her. How does a 24 sound?
We are rolling well today.
Yeah, me and my four.
9 damage to nose goes.
Is she free?
The grip around you, Mo, loosens. Make an escape attempt.
25.
Oh my gosh.
This is insane. It's a good night.
You are able to wriggle your way out.
Go, Mo! Go, Mo!
Mo, get back here.
Do you want to describe how you escape, or do you want me to do so?
I mean, the thing fell and loosened its grip, right?
Yeah.
And so Mo stood up.
Okay.
And stepped out of its grip.
And get back here.
No, she's going to keep going. I think she's going to keep going.
So I'm going to make another experimental elixir, and I'm going to make it so that I am swifty. So my walking speed increases by 10 feet for 1 hour. This girlie's quick now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to dash to where the door is. As I'm doing this, I'm just gonna hit tentacles out of my way if they're in my way. And I'm so strong with or without an experimental elixir. They'll be like, yeah, blah,
blah, blah. So strong.
Things are bouncing off of your chest plate armor that you made.
Yeah, I'm like chest pumping these tentacles. Like, get out of here, bro.
Yeah, what's up?
Not your party.
Yeah, back up.
Back up.
Because you upped your walking speed to 40, you will make the full 80 with a dash.
This is me moving the latch. So, can I move that latch? Can I open that portal?
No, you want to close it.
You can't actually fix the latch into place because the door is basically off the hinges right now. It's being like pushed open and tumbled around by these tentacles as they pass through.
So I'm here, guys.
You're here.
I'm here, but I can't do shit.
You're right at the skull.
I'm here.
Do you touch the latch?
Nope. Just because you asked me, I'm not going to do anything.
All right, absolutely. Up next, a cannonball incoming.
Oh.
From the adventurer's mark.
Burn Bill's up next.
Hell yeah.
You guys see a ballista break through two walls of the ship and explode, showering flames from the port side of the ship.
Hey, Mo. Mo, the ship's here.
Yeah, I can see that. It's on fire? The hole's on fire?
Yeah, there's some fire. There's fire on the ground, fire on the walls.
And you guys at this latch.
Yeah.
But I haven't touched it because I'm scared.
And currently, three of these tentacles are withering from damage dealt to them. So closing this portal latch shouldn't be too difficult.
I feel like we could take this thing out pretty quickly.
You're not curious? You don't want to go in it just to see?
Sounds like such a bad idea. That's why I want to do it.
It's for the content.
Mo's like crawling on all fours to Lexi in the latch. Should we just see?
You guys letting loose. She's been all pent up, hanging out with Robert all the time. Like, she's having a
girl's having fun.
Mo is such a bad influence.
The thing is, I need stories. That's Mo's whole thing. She's supposed to go home to her hometown and tell stories.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Let's go through a portal, baby.
Such a bad influence.
So I grab Yue's hand and we go through the portal.
That's my hand.
Do you want to risk opening the door further, or are you going through an eye hole?
I'm gonna squeeze through an eye hole.
So there's like a foot and a half diameter space.
Damn.
Right, but Mo's liquid. Because she's a cat.
Mo can probably fit through an eye hole. I don't know about UA in full armor.
Yeah.
Oh, this is such a bad idea.
You dive in?
Yep, she goes for it.
All right, let's get an acrobatic check.
23.
Hey.
Kanar says, Mo, get back here. She dives headfirst into the center eye on this skull.
Reckless.
You guys see her vanish.
Oh my god, I just remembered I'm like almost dead.
Yeah.
I hope there's nothing dangerous in there.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Just remember.
That's why I was like, let me go first so you don't take any damage.
Oh, well.
That's why I said get back here so I could heal you, but let's just see what happens.
Yeah, live your dreams.
Mo was a good cat. We liked Mo.
We loved Mo.
Let's leave it there for now. We'll come back to you, Mo. So, Yue, you're right next to Lefty Lucy, which is on fire. You can see it stop, drop, and slither its way out of the ship and towards the adventurer's mark.
Watch out!
And then Earl is going to strike at you, Yue.
Do we know their names? Watch out for Earl.
No, Earl, don't do this!
Yeah, of course. They introduce themselves.
Hello.
Hello. I'll be Earl today. I will be attacking you. A 16. Is a 16 going to hit you?
It doesn't. Hey. It doesn't hit
me. Yes.
I dodge out of the way of Earl, and I'm like, Better Call Saul is a better show than
whatever Earl's show was. Wasn't it like, hi, my name is Earl?
You're doing great, you wait.
I'm having a migraine.
As you're gloating at Earl, Eyesore is going to strike right at the side of you, but he rolled a one, so you're just going to catch the tip of that tentacle, just not looking, just in your hand.
Wait, can I catch it and then wiggle it?
Sure.
I'm like, no, thank you.
Yes, you may do all the wiggling that you'd like.
Damn, she's cool. She's so damn cool.
Kanar, Rhonda is also going to head in the direction of the newly opened hole.
Oh, no, you don't, Rhonda, Rousey. And I shoot another arrow.
So an arrow goes right through as Rhonda's slithering her way towards the adventurer's mark, oozing some black blood on the floor of the deck. Yue, you're up. There's tentacles going crazy every direction.
Can you explain the latch part one more time?
It's what you guys are picturing, the little tiny latch with the little tiny metal ring. The skull is a weirdly shaped door with holes in it.
Right. And Unit told us that we needed to close that,
yes,
right?
Yes, to fix the latch.
Yep, that's what he said.
But then Kelsey went through it.
Yes, she did.
All right, I'm going to close the door.
You're going to close the door on me?
You went through the eyeball, so... Mm-hmm.
I can always open it again.
Let's make a strength check to squeeze the door back into its place on the frame.
I got a 16.
Hey.
She's really strong.
Let me do a contest, actually. The tentacles are fighting against you.
Me versus the door?
Yeah, you versus the tentacles keeping the door open.
The tentacle door.
Can you close a door? No.
You don't know what I got?
No.
13.
Oh. Hey!
So, yes, you are able to nudge your shoulder against it with all your might and lock this thing into place.
Muscles. I flipped the little latch.
And do you still have Earl in your hand?
Yeah, the whole time I'm doing this one-handed.
She's so damn cool. She's so damn cool.
And as soon as that happens, there's a slicing sound as the tentacles coming out of the ears and eyes of this thing chop off at the source and fall and flop to the ground.
Oh no.
Mo?
UA?
You're left with just a tentacle wiggling on its own in your hand.
I'm gonna save this for Mo.
UA, what have you done?
I closed a door. You told me to.
One more quick thing.
So, Kelsey, are you making a new character? Because I may have killed you.
I don't know. He hasn't told me anything.
Mo, you pencil dive into a 1 foot diameter hole and you fall on the other side onto a soft, squishy surface.
Huh.
And when you stand up, you are looking at a wide open cavern, which looks like the inside of a giant mouth.
Oh.
All along the sides of this thing and down at your feet are these slithering tentacles.
So the lore of this ship is that if you lock its mouth shut, it won't do bad things anymore?
You hear a voice.
Not exactly.
Hello? Hello?
Beneath you, from this fleshy tongue-like substance that you're standing on, a spherical shape rises up. It looks like a pale, dead ventriloquist dummy of Unit.
You don't really know much about the Maw of the world.
What, Uni? What's a Maw?
We are not Unit. We are not a simple creature. In your language, the closest thing to what we are is a god.
And your name is Ma?
The name that one of our captains has given our form in the outer world is the Ma of the world.
Can I call you Mom?
It doesn't matter what you call me. You will all soon be consumed by our greatness.
You're hungry? Could we provide you with, like, maybe some other food?
I am from a different world. Lesser, weaker, jealous gods from my home trapped me in this interdimensional prison and left me in the bottom of your ocean so that I would stop growing more powerful. And we've been here for years, thousands of years. But little by little, we were able to bypass the confines of our prison dimension.
As he speaks, different little spherical units are popping up on this tongue.
Mo's like shaking. She's like shivering, but still speaking. I see that you have a unit costume on. I had one of those on earlier. Why do you take the form of the captain? He was the captain. Can't you just be you without a captain? You seem like you got your shit together.
Our first hosts on your planet were sea beasts who discovered us at the bottom of the sea. As we were more mobile and able to reach the surface, intelligent life forms saw us and became our hosts. Each host leaves us with its best characteristics. Unit was the latest to grant us some of its energy. But you, it seems, will be the next.
No, no thank you. No thank you.
As you serve as captain, we will learn which parts of your mind and body are most useful and complete the assimilation when your energy is depleted.
You can ask my friends out there. I don't have anything positive to offer, usually. Aww. I'm a maker of bad decisions.
And as you speak,
as you can see,
two lasso-like green bolts of light come towards you and wrap around you. You are going to have to make a charisma saving throw real quick for me.
This is scary.
She's so charismatic.
It's true.
I got a 12.
Mo, you are asked a question in your head. Will you captain the maw of the world? And your answer is going to be yes.
Yes, I will.
Oh, no.
Meanwhile.
Maybe you guys should be doing something while I'm gone. Like,
you guys have just closed this door.
You wait, what did you do?
No.
Tell me what you did.
I shut the door, which I was supposed to, but we...
You shut the front door.
Yeah, I did shut the front door. Okay, no. We need to figure out where Mo is and what's going on in there.
There's one tentacle still active, you guys. It's Rhonda.
Now's not the time, Rhonda. And I shoot an arrow and like make sure this arrow pins Rhonda to the floor. You're so clingy.
Bad Rhonda. Stay still. No wriggle wriggle.
That's a 31 and a 14 damage.
What, 14?
It's a pissed off pin. You know, like in video games where the building's about to explode, but the bad guys are still trying to kill you? It's one of those things.
In contrast to what you've seen before, it's not reabsorbed or patching itself up anymore. It just lays there as this dead piece of fish.
Oosh.
Oosh.
What?
There's another firing cannon from the Adventurer's Mark.
We got hit by our own ship again. We got it.
I'll tell them. I poke my head out of the hole and I yell out, cease fire!
All right. Burnt Bill's got his arm up ready to fire. And he's like, aye, Captain.
Lay anchor and send over tiptoes.
Aye, Captain. Captain.
Okay, no, we need to figure out.
First, are you injured? Do you have any wounds on you?
No, dude, I'm freaking chilling. It's unimportant. Let's do this.
Well, no, we need a fuller plan because if she...
No, Mo's in there. I kind of gave her the okay to go in
True.
There.
And listen, then listen, she's just... I will take care of her. I need you to get more information on whatever is behind this door. If there's something back in the office with the journals, please, can you go... You're way smarter than me.
Okay.
You're quick. Do some reading.
You really want me to leave? I feel like that's a good idea because... Jake put like 100 books in a room that we never read, and it's been in my head all week.
Went right over mine.
Try to scope through the books from the beginning. Go from the beginning and see.
I know how to read. While I do that, you do a perception check, and then I swiftly run up to go look up some books.
The hell is a perception check? All right, and I look at the door really hard. Like I just...
So maybe that has like... You know, advantage.
He's still trying to sway the DM.
With advantage, because you were helped.
How's a 14 sound with Kanar just staring very intently?
So you're looking through these eye holes, and you just see the back of the skull and where the door closes. There's no longer a black, swirly thing.
It seems like the latch was more magical than we had thought. Latch open equals squid arms alive. Mo's gone. Mo's gone equals latch needs to be open for Mo to get back.
Kanar, are you talking to me? I can't hear you. I'm upstairs.
Meanwhile, the fire is still spreading.
Is it?
Oh, and like the ship's sinking.
Yue, you're upstairs. You look around. You see that you're in the captain's cabin. There's a desk to the right. There's a bookshelf with the journals that Kanar mentioned.
I look around and I see all these captain's logs and I start with the very first one like Kanar told me because I'm a good little listener. And maybe I'm swift with my walking right now, but I'm also just a speed reader.
Swift reader with your swiftness potion. I don't know why you wouldn't be.
Yeah, I'm just, whoa. And I'm gonna skim this book.
on the first page it says, I hide the sour, am the captain of the maw of the world. And as you skim through really fast, it just says, we've taken a ship here, we're heading to the south, and your normal stuff. But as the entries continue, they get progressively stranger, eventually not focusing on the treasure haul, but on number of body parts recovered, especially unique body parts of captured creatures. And then eventually the book ends illegibly. There's like scribbles.
Oh no.
You crack open the next one. It's roughly the same deal. I, True Sketch, and the captain of the Maw of Demons. I, Beryllius, and the captain of the Maw of Demons, etc.
I'm looking at these books and I'm like opening them, closing them, like it's the same fucking story.
And then you get to one about five through that says, I, Green-Eyed Kai, am the captain of the Maw of Demons.
From the story.
Yeah, Green-Eyed Kai was mentioned in the story that you thought was very funny that Hard Heart told around a fire at the Spirit Fest. It describes Green-Eyed Kai seeking fame and fortune. He's encountering all these naval battles and winning with the help of the Maw and its crew, which is monsters it's claimed in the past, rebuilt. Towards the back of Green-Eyed Kai's log, he begins to describe discoveries that his physical and mental energy is being drained by the ship. And this is the first you've seen of self-awareness of the captain. He wonders if the log that he's writing is for the Maw or if it's for him. He's confused. He's writing dark poetry, and he writes his escape plan to sever his psychic connection to the Maw. There is a psychic tie, a cord, and he knows a way that he can sever it. It's hidden where we sleep. Once the cord is cut, he'll try to get ashore however possible.
Where we sleep?
That's what it says.
I take that book and I keep it with me because I want to look at that dark poetry later and compare it to mine.
You have a crush on Green-Eyed Kai?
No, I don't have a crush on Green-Eyed Kai.
The bad boy of the seas.
I quickly go to the bed and I check it to see if there's anything under the pillows because, like, that's where you sleep, right?
Investigation check for me.
I got a 21.
You toss this bed aside, and sure enough, between the mattress and the wood beneath,
what is it?
A rough silver dagger. From you, you're an alchemist. You know this is pure silver.
Yeah.
Hand carved, curved, serrated, edged blade.
Cool.
And inlaid in it is an emerald in the hilt.
Looks good to me.
And as you pick it up, you feel this slight vibration just holding it.
Good vibrations. I take this and I immediately sprint back down.
You see Unit, who's holding the rope.
Awaiting your orders. Anybody.
You can put down the rope and go on to the adventurer's mark. Don't tell any of them that I told you to do that because, you know, I'm not supposed to captain anybody and I'm really afraid of this power struggle we got going on right now. I'm saying this as I'm running.
Fully understood, Yue. You would have made a great second first mate.
I don't have a title.
Yue doesn't do labels.
No.
Kanar, it's been a few minutes as you're gathering your troops down below deck. Tiptoes crosses through to the hold.
Okay, Tiptoes, I need you to listen to me, and I don't need you to get emotional. I just need you to hear me out.
Aye, Captain.
Mo has disappeared.
Tiptoes better get emotional or he's going to hear about it later.
I have this dangerous, dangerous plan.
Aye, Captain.
I feel like in order to say Mo, I have to unlock the latch and go through the portal.
Aye, Captain.
You see these tentacle things? They're vicious and they're gonna come back to life. I need you to do what you gotta do to defend this spot. Also, did you bring any buckets of water for this fire?
Some buckets of water have been splashed from the adventurer's mark over the bridge by Nugget. However, you hear the creaking of floorboards from the other end of the ship.
Might be little toys.
And you see a couple little clockwork toys survive the explosion going random directions. And you also see what look like men shuffling towards you with bone swords drawn.
Nope. Immediately I'm shutting this down. I cast Hail of Thorns.
Arrows fly into various monster to humanoid types of creatures.
The army of zombies.
I don't fuck with zombies. That's not my thing.
Maybe it's the captains?
No, they're the random creatures that have been abducted.
Cool. Our future buddies.
Basically, the Maw has all these crew schematics and will just print them as necessary.
A 3D printer, awesome.
Nugget and Burnt Bill are going to leap aboard the ship. You swiftly make your way back down to the below deck area, which is now only slightly on fire, but about to be attacked by some zombie folk.
That's weird. I got a knife. We gotta get through that door. I'm saying this as I'm running.
Well, here's the thing, Yue. Opening this latch creates the magic portal, but it also creates so much more devastation with the tentacles.
As he's saying this, I'm already taking off my armor. I'm like, all right, that was a no, an extended edition no, going through. And I try to squeeze myself through this hole.
She's trying to get through the hole?
The eye hole that you went through.
Yeah, but that's only a foot wide.
I'm enough.
You're what?
You say I'm enough?
You're just giving yourself a little pep talk.
You are enough, Lexi, you are. You squeeze your head through and you just feel the back of the skull.
What do you feel, Yue?
She's my best friend. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I'm not gonna move through this hole.
Yue, we have terrible options.
I said that I would go down there with her.
Hey.
Hi.
Who's my beautiful demon? Who's my beautiful demon? That's you. I need you to listen.
Yeah.
I need you to listen.
I'm listening.
And as you guys speak, the sounds of battle have begun as the crew of the Adventurer's Mark start to clash with the crew of the Maw.
Oh my god, Bill!
And they'll fight the zombies!
You didn't tell me the plan with the dagger. What are we doing with this dagger?
I'm gonna sever whatever thing that's keeping it intelligent.
Once this latch is unlocked, these tentacles will come back to life. Do you want to go in? Do you want us to both go in? Do you want me to stay? I don't know if Nugget can handle everything that's gonna happen out here. My concern is for the crew.
And Mo! Fine, you stay out here. Do whatever you want, but you got us into this mess. You did! And so I unlatch it, because I'm just gonna do it. I'm like, whatever. If you wanna come in, you can come in. I push it and I try to slip through. Actually, I don't try. I slip through.
You hear that, Jake?
Kanar, you stay behind?
I go through, but before I go through, I go tiptoe. Do your best to hold the line.
Tiptoes puts his arm on your shoulder and he says,
Mo goes missing a lot, Captain. Don't take it personal. Just make sure that both of you return. We got two ships to sail out of here soon. Not this one, though. I don't really like this one.
If I'm going to be captain of the Adventurer's Mark, I'm going to need a first mate to keep me level-headed. And it's looking like it's going to be you.
Oh, Tiptoes. Got a promotion.
Mo, you are suspended in midair. You have a green lasso of light around your head. And you are feeling yourself being downloaded by the Maw of the world.
Can you describe to me what the feeling of being downloaded is?
Yeah.
Yes. So, have you ever seen the movie Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind?
You know what's really embarrassing for someone with a film degree? I have not. And I wrote a paper about that film, but I, like, spark noted it, basically.
Hell yeah.
You are sort of reliving moments in your life. Moments of learning. Moments of defeat, and also moments of extraordinary successes.
So does she have to, like, relive when she was drowning and her boat was sinking?
You do have a moment there, but you also have a very cool moment when you finished building that ship. You have a moment when you first accepted the role of Captain of the Fiery Revenge, a moment where you group-hugged with Kanar and Yue after defeating the Lich, and also getting commentary on all these scenes by this otherworldly entity, which speaks to you not necessarily through words.
Nobody asked you.
And it says, interesting that you chose that route.
I didn't ask for your opinion.
I hate this thing.
And then it says,
sarcasm. That could be useful.
Oh, could it? Could it be useful?
But at the same time, you're also being informed of how best to captain the greatest ship ever made,
the Maw of the World.
So it's teaching me valuable things, or just how to captain this boat?
It's teaching you to be captain of the Maw.
Oh, that's not that valuable, because we're going to torch it.
It's running you through all these weird schematics, and all this seems to be happening in an amount of time that's unclear.
They've cut the passage. We may have to return to darkness for a while. When we're ready to return to an outer body, we will start with you.
You think that you would learn more about syntax, having been through so many captains?
Most pirates aren't great with it.
It's true. Most pirates are not great with syntax.
Nor are sea beasts.
That should be the first thing you take from me. Getting a little better with words.
Getting a little better with words.
I did not like that. You didn't have to do the voice.
I didn't have to do the voice.
The voice is not...
Mo
just pouts. She's not going to talk anymore. Now she's just going to float in her weird Stranger Things echo chamber silently.
We're going to be fine here without your friends. We don't need anyone else. No one ever looked out for us before. It's always been us against them.
No, that's not true. They're my friends.
They seemed to be our friends, but they've left us here.
No, they're coming for me.
They've closed the passageway at least, Kate.
No, they're coming for me. I know they're coming. Shut up.
As you struggle against this voice, Mo, you look around and you see a door being opened into nothing. And through it steps Yue.
Ah, hair blowing in the wind.
Yue, make a perception check for me real quick.
So it was a 9.
So you see this giant inside of some kind of beast, and it extends all the way into darkness beyond your sight in an endless tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
You see Mo is being held by 2 green lassos of light, suspended about 15 feet in the air. One of them is around her waist, one of them's around her head, and she's wiggling around and rotating. And it seems like for a moment, she's spotted you.
Yue?
Yeah, it's me, your bestie. I'm here to rescue you. I cried, but I'm not crying anymore. No, I'm crying a little bit. I didn't mean for this to happen.
And Mo, can you make a charisma saving throw for me?
14.
Huh?
As much as you'd like these to be your friends coming back for you, what you realize is that they're actually probably just here to destroy the Maw and everything with it, you included. And they need to be stopped by any and all means.
Mo, I'm so glad that you're breathing. I found something to help you.
Lies. Mo, I'm sorry, but you can't believe anything that she's saying right now.
I'm gonna be quick and make my flight elixir so that I can fly.
Sweet.
I take a little drink and a drink, and then I'm gonna Iron Man style up.
These elixirs are OP, man.
I know. Well, and it's cooler because, like, I'm 10th level now. I take this knife that I haven't given a name yet because it's not my knife, so I don't feel like I can name it.
You can name it whatever you want.
Okay, its name is Bridget.
Perfect.
I'm gonna take Bridget. And I'm going to try to sever one of these green ropes that are attached to Mo.
So after you see that something's going on in her head that makes sense because you've seen it in unit.
I read about it too.
And you read about it. You take your shot and make your attack roll.
It's a 17.
You're going to hit. Do you want to take the one around her head or around her waist?
Around her head.
Slash your dagger and it slices right through this green cord that breaks away from Mo. And Mo, I need you to make another charisma saving throw.
Did you save me?
Come on, come on. No, was it a nat 1? Don't tell me it was a 1.
It was a nat 1.
I literally look like Iron Man right now, and I'm trying to save you.
I know, but it's saying all the right things, and it's kind of getting to me, and I'm like, monster thing that's in my head. Do you think that once Kinar becomes a better captain that they're gonna not be in my fleet anymore? Because they're not gonna need me anymore.
Yeah, Unit had similar feelings. What I told him and what I'll tell you is that once they're part of our crew, we're gonna all just sail together and be best friends for all time. So it's really so nothing to worry about because all we have to do is keep them here with us.
Uni thought that we were gonna leave him behind?
Aww.
Just that he likes all of us, right? So he had all this plan to play the game and he conjured up all these monsters, and they seemed random because we rolled a d100 to choose each of them, but actually he put a lot of thought into it because, like, the were-tiger is the only creature I had that was very cat-like, and he thought, well, Mo's a cat, were-tiger's a cat, they could be friends.
That guy didn't want to be my friend. I asked.
Yue really needed to lighten up, so he conjured up a little toy, an entertainer. Kinar always wanted a panther, and now that Durbin's sort of doing his own thing and doesn't want to be a panther anymore, Unit conjured up the coolest panther ever, a display should be.
Unit is so dumb. I love him so much, but all of those plans were bad.
And that's why we have a better opportunity as long as we kill Yue now.
Okay, I don't want to lose them. Let's keep them on the ship.
I'm sorry, back that up. Kill Yue now. What?
It's your turn, Mo.
Oh, I thought that was my turn. I mean, at this point, I'm just like dangling. What am I supposed to be doing?
No, you've regained all mobility, and UA has just kind of flown past you and attacked you.
I understand what you're asking me to do.
I'm not asking you.
You are, little gremlin ship. Okay. I'm dangling from one green thing around my waist, and UA's flying around me. I'm gonna have the green thing shoot me straight towards UA. And I have my rapier out, and I'm gonna try and get her in the gut.
Oh my god. All right,
make your attack roll.
I want you to stay on the ship with me forever.
Did you get a 20?
With my stuff, it's a 27.
No.
UA, can you make a dexterity saving throw? Because at the same time Mo is reaching out to strike at you, two tentacles come down towards you from the rest of the ship and grab at you to steady you in place or the captain to strike.
I got a 10.
Tentacles grab at her legs and arms, and as you look back towards Mo, UA, she's flying towards you Superman style, rapier out, and stabs you right through the midsection.
That looked really cool. That hurts so bad.
God. I promise you'll feel better soon. You're going to be my first mate.
There's blood in my mouth.
Maybe second mate after Kinar. I wipe her mouth with my sleeve as I dig the rapier in further
no,
and
I don't
further.
Know. No.
But I continue to help her with the blood.
You gotta roll your damage, Mo.
I don't want to.
You have to do
okay.
it.
Okay.
Don't forget the sneak attack.
Okay, it's 27 damage total.
Oh no.
Which is maybe the most damage I've ever dealt in the game.
Stress.
Kinar, it's only been about 10 seconds that you've been pausing to speak with Tiptoes before you step through the portal door and you see Mo with her rapier through Yue's midsection. She is levitating, which is unlike Mo.
Not a big levitator.
Pretty casual.
Make a perception check.
17.
You also see that at the ceiling or the roof of this mouth, there's a 3-foot diameter pearl attached to these fleshy bits.
And I drop the knife. I'm like, Kanaa, you have to sever the green thingies that are attached to Mo.
I am close to severing Mo's head from her body.
Don't hurt Mo!
Tentacles on the ground are starting to come at you to defend Mo as well.
I switch my bow into sword form, and I'm going to do this awesome dive roll slash at the tentacles to get to the dagger. And then I want to shoot this dagger at this green psychic link.
Ooh.
Shooting daggers with a bow?
I like it. Don't fucking miss.
Balls. That's a 10.
It just passes over the green line and it lands stuck into the fleshy wall of the maw.
So I'm going to use more of my movement to wall run. I'm going to take the dagger out of the wall and I'm slashing this green cord for my second attack.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's make an acrobatics check. I believe in you.
19.
Kinar runs up this squishy wall and with one swift motion leaps and grabs the knife and brings it down to sever the cord. Mo, you hear coming out of your voice.
No!
The entire cavern begins to shake and tremble. Yue, the grips around your arms and legs are loosened and you fall squish onto the soft ground.
No, I fly.
You fly. Mo, you fall. Your rapier comes out of Yue's stomach.
No, she's attached to me and I'm holding her up. We're not gonna fall down.
You want to support me by a rapier in your belly.
Yue, let me clarify. The squish is the sound of the soft, fleshy substance that you land on. It's not the sound of your body getting squished.
Squishy.
Oh, okay, we can fall down. We can
but
fall
I appreciate
down.
It, I and I love you for it.
And the three of you are all alive.
Is Mo unconscious? Am I unconscious? Is anybody unconscious?
Mo doesn't seem to be moving at the moment.
I swing Mo's arm over my shoulder and I hobble us towards the door, and I'm like, Kanaa, we have to leave. I need medical attention and I don't like it in here. There's tentacles.
How high is that pearl thing again?
What?
I feel like this pearl is very important.
So the pearl is 25 feet up. And it's revealed itself more as the whole area is becoming increasingly unstable and tentacles are just going all directions. Some of it's gold, some of it's silver, some of it's metallic, and some of it's matte, polished, perfect sphere. it's attached to these flesh-like tendrils.
Could an arrow pierce one of the tendrils, causing this pearl to be off balance and drop?
It's possible.
Because that's what I'm doing.
Okay. Go ahead and make your attack roll.
Can we go?
18.
Yeah, we're leaving. Bye.
The pearl dangles and drops. And now you've got this 70-pound item that plops into the center of the tongue. Big, shiny, valuable piece of metal.
Kinar! Mo's eyes are, like, rolling open.
We have to leave. You both are almost dying. Let's go.
Take your treasure. You've earned it.
Come on.
She's delirious. Yue, take Mo out of here.
Tiptoes, come get the giant treasure.
I'm doing my best.
I take off my ghillie top. Mm-hmm. I wrap it around the jewel.
You were still wearing that ghillie thing the whole time?
I've been ghillie this whole time. I really wanted to celebrate Spirit Festival. And I just start dragging this 70 pounds.
It's a heavy sphere.
I just start dragging it.
As you go as quickly as you can, all these tentacles are going crazy. More tongue-like, larger ones from down in the throat of this thing come at you. You can just barely make it to the door in time, and you stumble backwards, and you guys on the other side see Kinar plop through, and then Tiptoes slams the door all the way shut. Yue helps, nudges it in, and Mo,
I take my one claw and I close the latch.
Mo sticks one finger out, all the energy she can muster, closes the latch, and these tentacles, which are wriggling in, chopped in bits. The crew, they seem a little battle-weathered. Nobody's mortally wounded. And they say, "Ah, back to the adventurer's mark."
Tiptoes, take Mo, please. I need help.
Hi, Tippy.
Captain Mo.
You wait, come here. As I'm lifting you up, I also cast Cure Wounds.
Thanks.
You make your way back to the adventurer's mark, back over the ladder. The anchor is raised and the ship begins to take off away from the maw.
Burnt Bill, sink that ship.
Yeah, let's shoot another cannon at it.
Absolutely. The ballistas go into full firing mode. And as you guys turn the corner of the mob, you spot on the other side another ship. A larger ship than yours, but smaller than the maw. The Fiery Revenge. And between the two ships, you hear as some cannons fire and crash into the aft of the maw.
They just show up and just start blasting another ship, no questions.
Yeah, you followed your lead. Bits of bone fly in all directions. One particularly sharpened edge of bone lands on the adventurer's mark towards Kinar and is like, "Look at me, I look like I could be a weapon."
I pick it up and I say, "Get the hell off of my ship," and I throw it back into the ocean.
Mo Nugget has uncorked and poured a healing potion into your mouth, so you're fully conscious.
Thank you.
Mo, you just hear the sound of cheering as you look up and you see your former ship, the Maw of the World, sinking to rubble.
Don't call it my former ship. Mm-hmm. I was held hostage.
And I unravel the damaged pearl. Tiptoe, put this in the captain's quarters, please.
Hi, Captain. What is it?
Unit tells you this information because Unit has also downloaded a bunch of information from the Maw. And he tells you that every captain that the Maw absorbs, there's all this waste, specifically inorganic material like silver and gold and gemstones. And it just collects in this giant pearl that you now have.
Treasure! I think we all need to have a serious conversation with Unit about what happened tonight.
Maybe we go to bed tonight.
Does someone need to rest? Someone need a little...
Whoa, okay.
So then I punch Kinar in the face and then I go to bed.
But I don't even move. My chin doesn't even flinch.
Probably because I have 18 hit points right now.
Okay, what was that?
Look at her, UA, like as if nothing even happened.
I think I'm gonna go back to my own ship on the Fiery Revenge. William, we're leaving.
Kevin.
Let's sail west. Let's see what's out there for us.
What of the mark, Captain? Should we give them the order?
No, I think they'll be okay on their own.
Hey, what do you mean we're leaving? You're taking Burnt Bill?
Well, I feel like I, at this point, have earned custody of Bill, and We don't want to be in your way anymore, but you can have any of these guys. I don't even know where they all come from. There's just like so many just guys. Just take whatever ones you want.
You kind of abandoned your crew, and we don't leave people behind as you so instilled upon me.
Kanar, you know what? You have made it very, very clear to me. You're not part of my crew. You can take this ship and you can go and you can crash and burn because you did not make the best choices I've ever seen.
You're right. You're right, Mo. I didn't make the best decisions, but I tried my best to do what I think you would have done in this situation.
What do you care what I would have done? You don't even like me. You only hang out with me because Yue hangs out with me and I just stabbed her, so that's gone.
Well, besides stabbing your friends, you are the one person I look up to. I don't know any other captain.
Why are you so mean to me?
Because I want to impress you. I want you to think that I'm doing good at being a captain. And all I get is how bad of a job I'm doing.
You're not doing a bad job. I think you're a good captain. We were both dead. And you still went back to get treasure. That's fucking badass. That's really cool. I need to let you learn. I need to let you sink your ship. I sank a couple in my day.
Your metaphors are always...
It's not a metaphor. I've sank a lot of ships. But if you get too good, maybe you won't need me anymore. And I'll be stuck with the crew. I'd rather have friends than a crew.
Mo, I absolutely want to be a part of the fleet. But I want to be seen as not just a captain under you, but perhaps a partner or someone that you can rely on to get the job done.
Aye, aye, Captain.
You got it, Admiral. But Mo, I need you to go talk to Yue. She defended you and had your back. And she said nothing but nice things when I wanted to just stay and help the crew fight off these zombie robot toddler toy things.
The what?
Make amends.
Yue.
Apologize.
You fought zombie toddler toy things?
Hey, Mo.
What?
I can't believe that you stabbed me.
Oh my god, I know.
I think that is the coolest thing ever.
Apologize for leaving
us. So many
us.
People die when you stab them. I didn't.
You would never die. You're the fucking strongest girl I know. Did you have fun?
I had a great time.
And then I like put my arm around Yue, and like as Kanar is like trying to lecture us, we like wander off into the sunset to catch up. Happy Halloween! Happy Spirits Fest! Woo.
That was fun, yeah.
That's the end of this Pale Moon Spirit Festival.
Good job.
You guys are so good at playing D&D.
No, Kelsey.
So are you. Royal's just like out here to like cause
make
drama,
everyone
but
cry.
Also fix it and then make us cry.
I know. That's his thing.
All right, so Captain Kanar of the Adventurer's Mark and Admiral
Mo.
Of the Fire that. Revenge. Partners.
Love that.
And Yue, who's not obsessed with not having a good time.
I mean, I don't really need a title, but I got one. I'm technically a princess, so, you know.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, this is DM Jake. Thanks so much for listening to the pod. We can't tell you how much we appreciate your support. If you want more adventures from these characters, we're continuing the story live each week on our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/rollfortpod. Tune in to watch the cast take on levels 11 through 20 and interact with us as we play. You can catch sessions you might have missed on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/rollfortpod. See you there.